Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Joanna.
Thanks again. Before we turned on the recording, I was thanking you. I was thanking you again. Thanks so much for being willing to volunteer. I'm excited to move through the process with you. Because for this demo, it's not a full session, and we're kind of moving pretty straight into the rewiring process itself. Tell us a little bit, from the work that we did at the retreat, what unhelpful thought or belief you want to work with.
Well, the one that kept coming up in the midst of everything was, I'll never be good enough to have what I want. And what I want was many different things. But it was like, I'll never be good enough to have what I want.
Okay. Okay, great. And tell us a little bit what you sense this thought is holding you back from, or how this thought, this unhelpful thought, is impacting you in your life, that I'll never be good enough to have what I want.
I think the way that it, well, the way I know that it impacts me is it keeps, and from a business perspective, it keeps me from putting myself out there. From a personal perspective, it sometimes keeps me from asking for what I want, even in my relationships. I'm better at that than I used to be, but I know that there are times where I still notice where that plays out there. I think it also, it shuts down any possibility of connecting with my creativity.
Ooh, because, talk more about that. Yeah.
Because because even if there is a thought of something that might feel like there's something there that could be kindled or molded or something, it's like the thought is, well, somebody's already done that. It's never going to be good enough. It's never going to be good enough to get it the way I want it to be. And so it stops me from follow through, even if there is an idea on something.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. So it sounds like it's really impacting in a lot of ways, the putting yourself out there, not as much, but still personally, the asking what you want. And then, this thing of, even when you get a creative spark or an idea that you might feel excited about, that this feeling of I'll never be good enough to have what I want just sort of stops you in that creative process.
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay. Okay, good. So do you want to go deeper?
Yes, with that? Please.
Let's see what's there.
Yes, please.
Okay, great. So if it's comfortable for you, you can close your eyes. If not, keep, and I know you pretty well, it's comfortable for you to close your eyes, right? If not, you can keep them open. And begin to connect in with the part of you that believes this belief. So connect in with the part of you that believes, I'll never be good enough to have what I want. And ask that part of you to come down to be in front of you in human or animal form. And as this part of you that believes this belief that you'll never be good enough to have what you want comes down in front of you, I invite you to continue to connect with this part of you and to hold space for this part of you. And to have compassion for this part of you that believes this belief. Maybe even to feel a little love for this part of you. Really connect. And take in, if you're able to visualize, take in the belief, what this one looks like, take in its details. If you're able to visualize, notice what it looks like. And if you're not, notice its energy. Notice the energy of this one. What are you noticing as you're holding space for this one?
So I'm noticing it's heavy. Mm-hmm. It has a denseness. It's heavy. It's like a big, heavy blob, but lumpy at the same time. And it's dark. It's not really black, but it's dark. Like the color is dark, but I can't really see what the color is. It's just dark and it feels overbearing and foreboding. And
Okay. And check in, Teresa, and just make sure that what you're connecting with is the part of you that believes the belief and not the belief itself. Could be either, but I just want to make sure.
That's a great question. I think the foreboding part is more the belief itself, but the rest of it feels like the part of me.
Okay. Okay, good. Because we wanna be.
Yeah, thank you.
Just notice that. Yeah. Okay. So reconnect into the part of you that holds this belief, that believes this belief. Mm-hmm. And ask it, it may not want to, but ask it if it's willing to show up in human or animal form. And really connect into the part that has been having to hold this belief for all this time. And continue to be with that part of you, having compassion for it. Tell me what you're noticing about it.
I still see that denseness, that darkness, that lumpiness, heaviness. And it's like beside it now is like the picture of, like the book Atlas Shrugged, the picture of that, the, you know, the world that was being carried.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. You're doing really well. Continue to connect in with that and with that part of you that's feels like it's carrying the world, that's carrying this belief. Having compassion for this part of you. And as you connect to this part of you that has been holding the I'll never be good enough to have what I want, ask it, what purpose have you served in my life?
It's kept me from being visible when it wasn't safe to be visible. Mm. It's also kept me from overextending myself, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
That feels important.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Good. You're doing really well. Continue to connect with this part of you that has kept you safe when it hasn't been safe to be seen. And this part of you that has protected you from overextending yourself. It's really holding space for this one. Maybe even being in gratitude for the ways that it's protected you. And ask it, as it's been holding this, I'll never be good enough to have what I want. Is there someone that it's modeled itself on or taken direction from?
I would say it's taken direction from.
And ask it. Ask the part.
Yeah, I'm asking it, and I'm just feeling confusion around this, and This may sound weird.
It's all good.
it's like it's taking direction from the part of me that doesn't believe in myself.
Mm.
And and that's like feels really core, really deep, really I don't know if hidden is the right word, but it's very. I don't know. The sense I have is that part of me is fighting for its life.
Yeah, that doesn't sound weird at all. Would it be okay to also connect in with that part? The part that doesn't believe in yourself, the part of you that doesn't believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So connect in with that part.
Mm-hmm.
Also with compassion. Hold space for it, as if you were to hold space for a client. And ask it why it, what it really wants from you.
It wants it wants me to be gentler with myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what it means by that?
What's coming is that it wants me to be gentler with myself from a place of really caring for myself versus being gentle with myself because I'm giving up. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a distinction there.
Yeah. Moment and feel that truth in your body. That you get to be gentle with yourself in that way. Can you feel that?
Yeah, because that's a different way of being gentle myself than the gentle with myself that just says, fuck it, I'm giving up.
Yes, yes. Feel what this gentle way feels like, this other gentle way. You feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're doing really well. Continue to connect with the part of you that doesn't believe in yourself. Let it know that you're not trying to get rid of it at all, that you know that sometimes it, you know, it's there to serve and support.
Mm-hmm.
And also let it know that the belief that you'll never be good enough to have what you want has really been standing in your way. And maybe even standing in your way of being gentle with yourself in this
mm-hmm.
new thing. And ask this part of you from its highest wisdom, what's a more helpful belief that you can believe?
What comes up is that even if I don't feel good enough, doesn't mean I'm not good enough. That feelings aren't always telling the truth of what is.
I just got chills as you said that. Does that land for you?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good. Find where in your body, Teresa, you know this to be true, that even if you don't feel good enough, it doesn't actually mean that you're not good enough. Where in your body does this live?
Feels like it's on the like just on the lower part below my rib cage, not all the way to the right, like where the liver is, but right, like in front of where the liver would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Take it slow and really allow yourself to feel this belief inside of you, in front of the rib cage, by the liver, in front of the liver. Really let it take hold. Really feel it, lean into it. What does it feel like in your body?
Feels really small. It feels really small, but it feels also that it's but even though it's small, it takes up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of an oxymoron, but that's what's coming.
Yeah, that's what it is. Go with it, right? Beautiful. So continue to just lean in and really feel this new belief as it lives inside your body. Breathe into it and with it. And ask it, is there anything more that it wants you to know? Beyond, even if I don't feel good enough, it doesn't mean that I'm not good enough.
It wants me to know that it's still there to protect me, but in ways that are healthier for me now.
Let that truth drop in even more fully. It's still there to protect you, but in better ways. Really feel that. What does that feel like in your body?
It still feels really small, but I felt myself begin to breathe easier.
Beautiful. Yeah, and no. Just remember not to judge how big or small, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. It sounds to me like, from what you've shared, it's mighty despite its size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So feel that feeling of being able to breathe, drop into breathing with it, like you just said. And as you continue to lean into this new belief, ask it to show you what actions are possible for you to take when you believe it. And if you're able to visualize, see yourself taking this action as you believe the new belief. And just let me know what comes up when you're ready.
I don't really have a clear, but the thought that came up was about something about my voice being heard.
Beautiful. So see if you can sink even more deeply. It's okay that it's not clear. And are you able to visualize?
Sometimes, but not always.
Okay.
I have a harder time visualizing. I have a better time sensing.
Okay. So either way, sense into having your voice heard as you believe. That even if it doesn't, you don't feel it, it doesn't mean that you're not good enough. And notice what it feels like as you allow yourself to be seen and believe this. What does it feel like?
Well, the thing that's coming through, that it's not just about my voice being heard, it's more about knowing what my voice is. Like that.
Yeah.
And I can know what my voice is.
Yeah. With this belief, it's safe for you to know what your voice is. Can you feel that a little bit in your body?
Can a little bit, yeah.
Where are you feeling that?
It's in the same place, really, just maybe like a milliliter to the side of it.
Yeah, good. So make a body memory of the all of the, including this new permission to know what your voice is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, one more piece here. Come back to the parts that holds, you know, the original part that was holding the belief. And also the other part that you connected with. And just ask them if there's anything else that they need from you right now.
I don't really get anything in particular except to just trust the process and keep doing the work.
Yeah, beautiful.
But not like do the work and grind it, you know, but like just to do the work, stay curious.
Yes, yes. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. So let them know and really thank them for coming forward and their presence today. And then you can let them go for now. And when you're ready, come back fully present to the room. Let me know.
Okay.
We went a little longer than I expected. I know we didn't talk about how long this would be, but I just want to make sure you have a couple minutes for us to do you have a couple minutes for us to kind of just
talk?
Okay, great. So really good work, Teresa. There was so much in there. What's feeling really important from that piece of work?
I think this piece about knowing my own voice is really key, because I think because I haven't trusted that part of myself, like, is it mine? Is it somebody else's? Is it somebody else's? Is it? I can see where that has inhibited me in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And that feels related to like so many of the surface issues that you were talking about before we went into the process, the not putting yourself out there, the not following through with the creative spark, and even the not always asking others for help.
Right, right. All of that.
Yeah.
And it really makes a lot of sense to me, and how it's inhibited me just in my thought processes and my writing and all of it and all the stuff we've worked on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So as you know, and everybody listening knows, it's like, okay, great. There's this new belief that's possible now. You know, and there were a couple, right? That even if I don't feel good enough, it doesn't mean that I'm not good. And then that kind of the outcropping of that is, you know, and because of that, and because I'm still protected, I get to know what my voice is.
Right, right.
So in terms of outer action steps, what do you feel called or inspired to do?
I would like some suggestions if you're willing.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm curious about is like, what's a next step in using your voice? What's something right now in your, maybe in your business or in your personal life where you could use your voice.
I could make my daily posts a little more relevant to my business, or maybe not my business, but how it's like I'm using my voice on my Facebook pages daily. Mm-hmm. In my writing, but maybe I could do that in a little more intentional way, or maybe it's more about journaling more from this place of what is there that wants to be heard.
I love that. I think you are using your, whenever I catch your posts, like I think you are using your voice. I think what I'm hearing in that, tell me, I might not be getting this right. So tell me, is that there is a way, even if it's not every day, to connect those posts a little bit more to your work, mm-hmm. and how you help people, and maybe even being a little bit more direct that you can help people, mm-hmm. and inviting them sometimes. And that maybe the next step to making those connections is for you to journal from your voice that really knows, and see mm-hmm. what's the journaling, and then maybe bring it into the posts. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think that then it's more like journaling, and it's helping me get clear with that instead of just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you have a little, extra step in there for you to know what your voice is on the topics.
Yeah.
Is that something that you are willing to do and feel inspired to do?
It's interesting because I've been resistant to, I used to journal a lot, and I have felt resistant to journaling. And it feels like the sense that I have is that this creates a different purpose for journaling, not just clearing my mind, but it's a different intention for the journaling.
Yes. Agree. And as you're saying that, I'm going to just toss this. This may or may not be right, but this is what popped into my mind. Because it is a different kind of journaling, I wonder if there's a prompt for it. So like what popped into my mind was maybe when you sit down to journal, you either connect in with spirit or even connect in with this feeling that, and this belief that we've been working with in the process, and mm-hmm. ask it, what would I want my community to really know today?
Mm-hmm.
And if that lands, I like it, because then we're getting in some of the more of the rewiring work also through the, you know, like the rewiring is going to happen just through the journaling and the practice, but then asking that question, you get to practice coming back to the new belief and the body memory.
Yeah. And that feels really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. That feels then that my sense is that's a really good prompt for it.
Yeah. And then it's like this integrated action step. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm willing to do that.
Great. I feel excited about this. How does that feel for you?
Feels really good.
Okay, good.
It doesn't feel daunting.
Okay. That's great. Great. So embedded in the outer action step, you've kind of got the inner belief homework there with the prompt. That being said, whenever you can remember, come back to that, even if I don't feel good enough, it doesn't mean that I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels really important.
Yeah. It was, you know, the thing that you said in the process right after that, it was this wasn't your exact words, but it was along the lines of, and of course we all know this, but I could tell it was dropping in more deeply for you, is like, just because I think or feel something doesn't mean it's true.
Right, right.
And that's, it's like, yes, of course, but it's also so profound to remember in those moments where you go back to the, I'm never going to be good enough.
Right. Right. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you.
This feels really big.
Yeah. I agree. It feels like a powerful work and powerful next steps.
And there were tears.
We're not video. We couldn't see that. But I could feel energetically, and you were, you know, I'm saying this for you, like as a session and also just, you know, as we're practitioners are listening, I could feel you sussing out as you were moving through the process and the conversation, like what was actually true for you. And, you know, a couple moments is like, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You were being really, I could feel your commitment to, to the process and to yourself in it.
Thank you.
You can say no. I'm just wondering if you have 5 minutes. It's easier for me to kind of just pull out a couple things I wanted to pull out about the process.
I do have it.
Okay. Yeah. And I want to hear if you can put your practitioner hat on some things that you noticed as well. Actually, I'll ask, I don't know if it's too quick to ask you, but is there anything practitioner point of view that you want to know about the process?
Yeah, I really appreciated how you asked me, are you able to visualize, like you were tracking where I wasn't having a visual, I was having more of a sense or a feeling or an energetic connection. And you picked up on that really quickly. And that seemed really important.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And you gave space for everything that came through to be normalized. And I would say, I know this sounds weird. No, that doesn't sound weird. Mm-hmm. you kept normalizing throughout how those pieces were, you know, were actually really relevant.
Yeah.
And that was important.
I'm glad you're sharing that. So both of these pieces, and like we've spoken about in class, it's fine if the client can't visualize. And I could, yeah, as I was listening, just even in the beginning, as you were describing the part, I could feel it was a sensing, not a seeing. And then that normalizing part, I'm so glad you're bringing it up. It is so important if a client says, oh, this is weird, or I'm not sure if it's true, or I'm almost embarrassed to share this, you know, like any of those kinds of phrasings. Mm-hmm. It is also normal, and it's not weird or, you know, any of that. And it's important to share with clients.
Yeah, and the piece that I thought was really important is when you asked me if I could bring it into a human form. Even though I didn't bring it actually into a human or animal form, I was still able to get a visual that related. So you kept with the prompt without making it have to be one way.
Yeah.
It was like mining for more information, it was actually more of the sensing to have the visual, the part visual with it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And in the end, whatever comes up for the client is exactly right. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do, without putting pressure or it has to be any one way, like we do want to fish around a little bit or give an instruction again, just to see if something is there.
Yeah.
One of the other pieces that I wanted to pull on was the moment where I asked you if you were connecting in with the part of yourself or the belief. The thing that tipped me off was when you were talking about the foreboding. That kind of let me know that it wasn't all the part, because truly, and this goes back to in the retreat, why I was saying I had shifted the process a little bit. Because truly, if we're connecting in with a part of ourselves, it's likely to not, it might feel heavy, like you were saying, but it's not going to feel foreboding so much.
Yeah. And that was really important to create that distinction.
Yeah. Yeah. My sense is that if not, it would have been harder to get to a higher wisdom place because of it. There was another part I wanted to pull on. Oh, you were connecting in with the part later on, but the reason why I asked, I said, you know, ask the part. I can't remember exactly what I said. Like, you don't have to answer it, ask the part, or it doesn't have to come from you, ask the part, is you use the phrasing, I would say. And so I wasn't sure if it was just coming from your intellect, you know, it was the question of who is this modeled on, or who are you taking direction from? And so I just, that was another, just kind of like, we want to keep in connection with the part versus all of our smarty pants that know ourselves so well.
Right, exactly. And that was really important, because there was a lot of things that were going on there that was in my mind, and I'd go from mind to sensing, to sensing, was kind of going back and forth. And so that was a great drawing back into the sensing.
Yeah. And I also, like you, I am a mind person. And for those of us that know ourselves so well, it usually is going to be a little bit of a back and forth sometimes there, which is totally fine. I think the other piece is just, you know, always go with what is coming up for the client. So you kind of brought up this other part of you, the part that doesn't believe in yourself. And because of time, I didn't want to go there. But I wanted to also model correctly. It's like, okay, if that's the part that's coming up, then, you know, we kind of, to get to the higher wisdom, we probably have to at least connect with it a little bit. So. We should never have expectations about how any process is going to go. And obviously within the realm of time, you know, lean into what happens, what the client brings up and what comes up for them.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much. I so appreciate you.
Thank you, Joanna. I feel really grateful and hopeful. And I feel encouraged.
I'm so happy to hear it. Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn the recording off.
Okay.